USA Radio News.
I'm Rich Johnson. As expected, the Federal Reserve has raised interest rates, but it's the smallest hike in 7 months, just 0.5%. That puts the Fed's benchmark borrowing rate at between 4.25% and 4.5%. This from near zero just 9 months ago. The Fed's ongoing mission to slow down the U.S. economy. The countdown to a new federal spending bill marches on with word that a framework for a one-year spending bill is in place.
Congress now has a roadmap for funding the government before the conclusion of the 117th Congress, something the majority, the large majority of us want to see.
Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer countered by his Republican counterpart. Mitch McConnell says he's ready to sign if...
If a truly bipartisan full-year bill without poison pills is ready for final Senate passage by late next week, then I'll support it.
If not, McConnell says he'll push for a short-term continuing resolution and let the new Congress take up a longer bill next year. President Biden is welcoming the leaders of about 50 African nations to Washington.
This forum is about building connections. It's about closing deals, and above all, it's about the future, our shared future.
The meeting of African leaders, the first of its kind in 8 years. Much of the South is again on alert for tornadoes like the one that killed a mother and son yesterday outside Shreveport. Another twister's touched down in New Iberia, trapping some people in their homes. Much of the Gulf Coast is under a tornado watch. The news site Axios is reporting that Twitter has suspended the account of a Florida college student who would track Elon Musk's private plane and post its whereabouts. Just last month, Musk said his commitment to free speech included that account. At Elon Jet has more than 500,000 followers. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The SEC is charging 8 so-called social media influencers with manipulating stock prices and cashing in to the tune of more than $100 million. The agency says the influencers use Twitter and Discord to pump up stocks, then dump their shares. All 8, including one podcaster, are facing federal fraud charges. It's not a good day for former President Donald Trump on a couple of fronts. 2 new polls represent some unpleasantness.
Republican primary voters have high regard for Florida Governor Ron DeSantis as a potential 2024 presidential nominee when polled against former President Trump, a new Wall Street Journal poll shows. Mr. DeSantis beats Mr. Trump 52% to 38% among likely GOP primary voters surveyed. The first nomination votes will begin in just over a year. I'm Lance Pry.
And a new USA Today poll shows that many Republicans want Trump's policies, but a different candidate in 2 years. 31% say they'd like Trump to run. 61% say they'd prefer someone else. But the former president's not being passive on another front. Yesterday in Okeechobee County, Florida, he filed a defamation suit against the Pulitzer Prize Board. This over the 2018 National Reporting Prize it gave the New York Times and Washington Post. The papers were honored for coverage of the alleged collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia during the 2016 campaign. Rich Johnson, USA Radio News.
O'Reilly. Trust the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts to recommend the best products for your car. Like 5 quarts of Mobil 1 Full Synthetic, now just $33.95, plus earn double O rewards points. Extend the life of your vehicle, improve performance, and protect your engine against sludge and wear with Mobil 1 Full Synthetic at O'Reilly Auto Parts and O'ReillyAuto.com.
O, O'Reilly Auto Parts.